This is a News 1130 special report.
We are on the cusp of the weekend, and your thoughts, like mine, may be turning to having a meal out.
And Cassandra Anderton with Good Life Vancouver joins us again for Foodie Friday. Good morning, Cassandra.
Good morning.
Let's get right to your restaurant pick of the week. It's a Pink Elephant Thai.
Pink Elephant Thai. Big fan of Thai food myself. And this is a restaurant brought to us by Desmond Chen. He also has Charm Modern Thai in Yaletown, and his family's been in the restaurant business, Thai and otherwise, for decades. They also own Samba, and he knows his Thai stuff. He's got a chef there who cooks from her mother's recipes, and they've got all sorts of great things happening. Happy hour from 3 to 5 daily, where you can get a big bowl of Thai soup, all different combinations, for $6. Things like lamb chops and coconut curries, pad thai, great cocktail list, and a really funky interior, lots of pink, attracts the younger crowd later at night, but is certainly a Thai place for all people. Fantastic food there.
Now let's look at your drink, and I actually have some of this in my fridge right now.
I thought you were going to say in your glass right now.
Oh,
a little bit early
only.
For beer, but I've picked out, sticking with the pink theme, a Granville Island False Creek Raspberry Ale. So when I first got this in my glass, I was thinking it would taste a bit like a cooler or something like that, all raspberry. But it's actually very malty, and it's made with Fraser Valley raspberry, just giving it a nice balance. And it's got some of that raspberry aroma. It works well with salads and sunny afternoons is what they recommend it with. So let's hope we get more of those.
Absolutely. Cassandra, I don't think Granville Island can do any wrong. I'm looking forward to trying this one.
Yes, it's a delicious one. I think they've got a ginger beer out now, too. That's going to be one of my next-to-taste items.
Okay, well, let's take a look into the future. I love barbecue. I got to come out and say that right now. And there's a championship coming up?
Yes, up in Whistler, July 29th to 31st. There's a big barbecue challenge, so that's something to book ahead for. And also up in Pemberton, a little while further north of Whistler, there's a big dinner that Araxi is doing. And they put out a long table, and they serve you right out in the farm there. So that's at North Arm Farm on July 30th. So lots of things to plan for if you're going to head up towards Whistler.
And so obviously hoping for good weather for the long table.
I would hope so. I don't know if you saw the recipe book that I picked out, or if we have time for that.
Oh, we can quickly mention that, sure.
Sure. Healthy Starts Here by Marilyn Smith. I did a quick interview with her this week. It's posted on my Good Life Vancouver website. And she's actually a alumni from Second City, the comedy group out of Toronto. So it's a humorous book about eating healthfully, but it's more like this food's great, oh, and it's healthy. So you'll find stuff like chocolate mousse, cheesecakes, burgers, chili roasted broccoli stalks, and lots of fun antidotes. Things like how to plan a dinner party without losing your mind. So a real go-to cookbook from Marilyn Smith, Healthy Starts Here.